The Gemara is going on the brisa that's brought on the bottom of Nintesim and Days, Tanar Abanan, Anusas Atzmei, Mufutas Atzmei Lisa, Vimnasa Nasi. If somebody is Bael, Kayin Gadol is Bael and Isha, he's a Ma'anasu Mafata and Isha, now he's not allowed to marry her. But if he does, she's married. Then it says, Anusas Chavei, Mufutas Chavei, La Isa, he's not allowed to marry Anusas Chavei, Mufutas Chavei, Vimnasas Ashai, La Blazim Yaakov says, Avad, Chol, Chamei, Mavad Kasha, Machlekes, Avad Yaakov, and Nerabanan, if the vine is Kasha, the Avad is Chol. So the Gemara says, Vimnasa Nasi, Amram Vunam Rav, Umaitzi Beget. He's married, but he still has to give her a get. And what's the smarim? Why does it say Imnasa Nasi? To tell you Shane Mishalam Krasim Mufutta. That's what Rav Huna said. That by Anusa Satsma, Futta Satsma, you have to divorce her. You can't stay married to her. So, the Gemara says, Azur Rav Gvim Yibek Sil, Amr Lashmaitza Kamen Rav Ashi, Rav Yibek Sil told Rav Ashi the Sugya. They told him it can't be, because Rav and Mechon and both said, the Gerisim Mukasets Lo Yisav Imnasa Nasi. So you see, by Begaris and Mukasets, you could stay married to him. Alma Seif Ali is Bula Tachdom. Seif Ali is Begaris Tachdom. So you see, that anyway, she was supposed to be a Begaris while she was married to him. Seif Ali is Mukasets Tachdom. Achanam is Seif Ali is Bula Tachdom. That was his Kasha, and the Gemara advised with the Kasha. So first, the Rif, when he brings down the Salacha, he brings down, Rav Huna says, Metziyu Beget. And he doesn't bring down Rav Ashi's Kasha. And the Rambam also knows this through Rabbi Perek Zayin Tezvav says, "Kain Gadol Shenasa Bula Ain't Alika, Avol Meitzi Beget." So now saying it's not a lot, he's Ain't Alika, but he has to divorce her. So then maybe you could say Bula means Bula Secherin, but he's not Mechalik. But he says after the next halach, halacha de Zayin, Onas Nara Besulei Pitaisa Reisul Yichnais Vemkanas Meitzi. You see clearly that even if he himself is Ma'anis Nara Besula, he can't marry her. Vimkanas Meitzi. So Mufurishi passes even by Bulas Atzmai, Meitzi, get like Rav Huna. So the Rashi and Tzvah both say that the Gemara didn't say to Yavdu. The Gemara said Kasha. Rashi says there could be a Teretz said is Kasha. So mainly you say Rav Huna said, it says, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav. Rav Huna heard it directly from Rav. And Rav Ashi is being medayikit from Rav Yabiechan and Omer Tavayim. So Rav Ashi had a Kasha, fine. But we have a Mufurishi name from Rav that said, not like Rav Ashi's Kasha. So Vais says, you can mechal to Megaris and Mukasets to Bulas Atzmai. And we're going to discuss this soon. So first on the Ikad Din of Rav and Rabbi Yechon that says, Megaris and Mukasets to Yisav and Nasa Nasi. Why is that? Why is he allowed to stay married? So the Rashba is interesting. The Rashba stems on, the reason why he's allowed to stay married is because the Isser of Mukasets and Megaris is the Rabbanan. Now we ask the Kasha, who's Rav Yechon going on? The Mishnah says, Mukasets is Asa Midereisa. And that's as the Kuliyam, and as Mishnah in Megaris, we have a Machlokes Tanon, if Megaris is Asa or not. The Tanakama says it's Asa, but the Rabbis of Shimon hold it's Mutter. So I'm not sure then where he got that it's Asa Mechatchila, but the Eved is Maitzi. But Kapanim Mishims of the Tana, that there's no Issa by Megaris. But Mukasets, is there any Tana that holds Mukasets is not Asa Midereisa? The Mishnah says it's Asa. So he says it's a Braisa earlier. Nivol Lemisha Eina Ish, Ava Bisha Beskila Ksheri Lakuna. Now B's name is Ksheri Lakuna. Rashi also learns that way. Mukasets Baalmi, Yaman the Shari, but Mukasets Shari Ba. Vices from that Braisa, they are Tanon that hold that a Mukasets is Mutter. He also brings a Braisa in the first parak of Nida, which is Mukach, that a Sula means has to be a Ba'ula of Adam. But he's still bothered because Rabbi Yechon says Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah says Leisim Mukasets. According to the Tanan, how did he pass Ganah like the Stam Mishnah? So Megaris is not so shver because Megaris is a Tanakama, and in that Mishnah Gufar Bazrim Shimon Machshirim, maybe that's not called Tanah Drash, but that's not going to be called Halacha Kistam Mishnah. You have to pass like the Stam Mishnah. But Mukasets, which doesn't even mean any Machlekes in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yechon and Zavandi Amen, it says Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Say Blaim Shver. The Ritva says, the Ritva holds that there's no such man diyama. All the Tanam hold Mukasets is Asa Midereisa. But he brings some that aren't Geris Mukasets here. The Geris Rav Rebechon and Amr Tavayu, Begeris Lo Yisav and Nasa Nasi. Alma Seif Lis Begeris Tachdav. and they leave out Mukas Eitz. Al Kobanim, you see from the Rashba that the Rashba held there wasn't Shaykh to say in Nasa Nasi if there's a Nisa Deraisa. And the Pshanim Nasa Nasi is that there's a Nisa Derabanan. And the Rashba says it's early in the Afnan Testament Aleph Wasa. Within the Gemara is Mavura that Bulas Atzma is a Nisa Deraisa. Because the Gemara brings by Nivash Leikadarka is Psul Lakuna. And the Gemara says, Masav Rava Velaisi Lisha Misha Ruila Pratma Manu Lakain Gada Grisha Chutsa Kain Hedit. And the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ilay Mikadarka, if we're talking about a Nusa Mufuta Kadarka, why don't we have to say Al Manu Lakain Gada Tebiglai Mishum Bula? So the Rashba asks Akasha, we're going according to Rav. Rav himself holds that Begaris Mukasesla Yisav Nasa Nasi. So he sees the Rabbanan, so then he says, well, maybe it's going like Ravuna. Ravuna holds that by Bula Satsmai, Nyamaitzi Beget. But he learns that even according to Rav Huna, it's the Rabbanan. Because Rav Blazer Miyak and the Rabbanan are only arguing about Nusas Chaveri, not by Nusas Atzmei, Vaisis is the Rabbanan. So since he's bothered with the Kasha, how could the Gemara here say Bulas Atzmei is the Raisa, when the Gemara here on the Afsamach says that Amnasa Nasu, which means it's the Rabbanan, and even according to Rav Huna, it says Maitzi Beget, it's only me the Rabbanan, you see that he holds Amnasa Nasu is the Rabbanan. Now, according to the Rashba, you're going to have to say that the Gemara's kasha was that by an Issa Derabanan, you're not Maitzi. Somehow we knew that Bula Satsma was Derabanan, maybe because since they only argued by about Cholol, by Anusa Schavere, vice versa, by Anusa Satsma, it's called Derabanan. And Rav Huna says that by Derabanan, you have to Maitzi beget. And the Gemara's kasha was, no, that if Mukas Eitz and the Geris, which is also Sderaban, you say, I'm Nasa Nasi, so who then by Bula Satsmai? And why is it a Kash and not a Tiyufta? Because it could be more Machmer by Bula Satsmai. But his name on everything is Derabanan. And the Shaila Gemara is by Derabanan, do you say, I'm Nasa Nasi? You see, Lefise, he could learn that maybe the Rambam's not passing like Rav Huna, because the Gemara earlier was naming on Bula Satsmai was Deraisa. So maybe the Gemara was, maybe the Rambam was passing Bula Satsmai as Deraisa, and maybe he wouldn't say, I'm Nasa Nasi. And that's the das of the Rashba in the sugya. But Taisis and Ksuvah's Daf Lamed says Mefurish that even if it's the Reis, it is the Niv Nasa Nasa, not like the Rashba. Why? Because it says Seif Elias Bula Tachtav. As I say, Shtei and Taisis and Ksuvah's Daf Lamed, and the Rambam is also Mashman away, because the Rambam is pretty clear that Begeres is the Nisa the Reis. It brings the pasuk. He also says Leis Mukas Saints, but that's not clear if it's the Reis of the Rambam. Begeres is pretty clear it's the Reis, and still he paskins. And Alacha Tezvav, that Nasa Begeris and Mukatzeis are Rezi Yikayim, even though Begeris is the Raisi, he still says Rezi Yikayim. And the Shari Melech makes his Diuk. Also, the Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Reishai and Beis, also is pretty clear that Begeris and Mukatzeis is the Raisa. But even so, he says in Nasa Nasa, like the Minchas Chinuch also says. And that's the Chari, the Mashmayis of the Gemara. Sefer Elias Bula Tachtav, Sefer Elias Mukatzeis Tachtav. What's the Svara? The Svara is, Al Karchak, he can't say that a Kohen Gadol, if his wife becomes a Begeris or a Mukas Eitz after he's married, that there's an Isser. Because that's what always happens. The Besulim don't stay. Al Karach, the Pasuk is telling you not to marry her that way. But once you're married, there's no Isser. So the Emerson, you could have said that there's a difference between if you initially married her when she was a Besula, and then she came to Bula, then Al Karach is Mutter. But if you married her when she's a bula, begaris, a mukas eitz, that marriage is no good, and you'd have to be maitzi beget me deraisa. But the Gemara is saying, that's what Gemara is bringing from Rav and Yerbechna, not that way. But even if you married her as a begaris or a mukas eitz, so at the time of the marriage there was no besulim, which is an issa deraisa, but that's it, you did the issa already. There can't be an issa of staying married, because all the time you stay married to an isha which doesn't have besulim that becomes a begaris, that loses their besulim. That's a taicha to Gemara. Now, come on, and that's Mefurish and Taisis and Ksuvah's Daf Lamed, and also Klara, that's a Shittus in the Rambam and the Sefer Echinuch. Now, the Shaila is, so why would this Svar apply to Bulas Chaveri Yoso? What's the pshat in that? If, like Ravashi says, Mukas Eitz and Begeris is not Shaykh to Aser after they get married, because it's always, she never has the besulim after she gets married. So Al Karach, the Torah is Chiyuv, that she should have besulim is Dafka B'Shas Nesu'in. So why don't you say the same thing about Bula Schaveret? What's the problem with Bula Schaveret? She's not a besulim, she's never a besulim after the Nesu'in. So the Dvar is the Kasha. And the Dvar says, "Im kein afilu bula sechem tu materis lebediavet, the sefer li is bula tachtov." So you see, Al Kabbanim in this Dvar, the Dvar brought the Rashi earlier, but you see the Dvar in this kasha is demming on, like Taisus and Ksuvis, like the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, that sefer li is bula tachtov works even by Nisa Dereisa, because behechach the is only when you get married. So the Dvar says, "Alash v'yesh leim leimer aitam el b'psul she'en gnai gadol." So Bula Sechem is called a Gnai Gadol. So there you don't say the Sefer Li is Tachtov. And Bula Atzmai and the Geris and Mukaseitz is not called a Gnai Gadol. And the Neila, you have this Svara. And the Dvar says, so what's Pshat in Ravuna? The Gemara doesn't say to you, the Rishainim don't pass the Gavashi. The Rith brings down Ravuna. The Rambam passes like Ravuna. The Teretz is, because the whole Bula Satsum is also a Gnai Gadol. Amela Begeris, and Mukas Eitz is not a Gnai Gadol. So there we say, Seifeli is Bula Tachtav. Seifeli is Begeris Tachtav, Seifeli is Mukas Eitz Tachtav. Bula Secherim, everyone's Maskim is a Gnai Gadol. And you wouldn't say Seifeli is Bula Secherim Tachtav. And Bula Satsumai, that was the Machlaikit. Shavashi held is not a Gnai Gadol, it's Bula Satsumai. And the Mela has the same din as Begeris and Mukas Eitz. But Ravuna held, no, Bula Satsumai is different, and that's how the Rishayin and Paskin. The Chazanish is Masbah, Bissel Meir, and Ebenezer Simeon Altsev Kotten Hay. At the Pshan is a Begeris, and a Mukas Eitz, nothing happened to the Isha. She's not Peguma Be'etzin, there's nothing wrong with her. She doesn't have Besulim. So after she's married, she anyway doesn't have Besulim. Al-Karchak has to only be when they're getting married. That's an Almana or a Grusha. So there's something with the Isha. The Isha is an Almana. Even after she's married, she's an Almana. Even after she's married, she's a Grusha. There's something wrong with the woman. So male the Torah is Machbid, he shouldn't stay married to her. Bula Sacherim, there's something wrong. This Isha had been with someone else. It's not right for the Kohen Gadol to have it. Bula Atzmai of Ashiel, there's nothing wrong. She's anyway going to be Bula Atzmai and be with him. She always has to be with him. So that's like Begeris and Mukaseitz HaKarach. The Isha is only the Nisun, because there's nothing wrong with the woman herself. And that's Rav Ashi's kasha. And what's Rav Huna's teretz? That even a bia with him, but a non-marriage bia, makes something wrong with her. She was a woman who had bia out of marriage. Taka with him, but out of marriage. A woman, once she had bia out of marriage, not ready for a kind of gadol period, that remains there for life. Now it's a little hard to understand. There's one isser. There's an isser of ba'ula. Where do we get chilukim? The teretz is, in the Issa you need the Shem Pagam of Ba'ula. So if the Ba'ula, the Shem Pagam is only there by the marriage, it's a Pagam to marry an Isha without Basulim. It's not a Pagam to stay married with an Isha without Basulim. You're always going to stay married with an Isha without Basulim. It's a Pagam to marry an Isha without Basulim. She's a Begeris, she's a Mukas Eitz. It's more of a Chshivas to marry an Isha with Basulim. So there, the Issa Ba'ula is the marriage. That's like a mon and grush. It's a begam to be married to an isha that had be with someone else. That begam stays. So that's why you have the isser. And bula satsma is a shayla. Since it was a beer to him, anyway there's a beer to him, so no begam. Or no, since it was a beer to him, not through a marriage, so by the begam. That's the ritva. But there's a mary digger stickle from a bitzel panavitcher. Nusayf is Zeche Yitzchak. He has it twice, and he writes, even the place where he's marich more, he was marrying more somewhere else, they don't have it. And the Sefer Zeche Yitzchak, Mitzvah Panavitcha, it's in Simon Laman Aleph, Beis, and it's also in Simon Samachay, that he says that there's two separate mitzvahs by Besula. There's one Isser, there's an Isser Asay, such a thing called an Isser Asay, like Mitzvah and Adami. It's an Isser Asay. Isser Asay to marry a Ba'ula. But besides for the Isser to marry a Ba'ula, which is the Lav Abba Machal Asay, there's also a Mitzvah Asay that when he gets married, he should be a Besula. And when he marries the Ba'ula, he's being mevatel the mitzvah sasei. I understand what he means. I think what he means is like this. Just like wearing a beggar to four corners without tzitzis. Not an isser sasei. There's no isser to wear a beggar to four corners without tzitzis. When you wear a beggar to four corners, you mechliv to put on tzitzis. If you wear a beggar to four corners without tzitzis, you're being mevatel an asei. Mevatel, you're not doing the asei. Well, living in a house without a mezuzah. There's no isser to live there. So chiv to put on mezuzah. If you live without the mezuzah, you're mevatel an asei. We're eating out of a sukkah. That's a good example. There's no isser asay to eat out of the sukkah. When you're eating, it's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, and if you're not in the sukkah, you're being mevatel an asay. Hazaka is two dinim. You have an Isser Asay Taka, there's an Isser Bula, a Chalais Isser, like a Lava Bamachal Asay. But besides that, there's a mitzvah that when the Kohen Gadol gets married, there's a mitzvah the marriage should be with the Basula, and by a Ba'ul it's a Bittul Mitzvah Asay. Says the Mishnah Hayis writes, Mutsuva Allah Basula. I think it means it doesn't say Muzer Allah Ba'ula, Mutsuva Allah Basula. The Rambam, in Hochas Yisrael Biya, says, Mitzvah Asay Kohen Gadol Shisa Nara Basula. And say for a mitzvah also, tzivu kai gadol sheyisu besula. That's a meshmoyis tim, that's not an isser asay, or not just an isser asay, but there's also a mitzvah asay. Then he says there, in Bano Atari, found it afterwards, says, mamish this. There's two dinim, is an isser asay and a bula, a mitzvah asay and a besula. I looked up the Ramban, it's on the pasuk, v'huishu v'psula yikach, he says, pirish avaloi bula, v'hu lava ba'bachal asay, v'yakach hizu b'lava alamana v'apsulais. And then va'omer kim besul mama v'yikach lishlut sav v'sol v'shikachena v'zesh omer b'seinu muzer almana u'mitzuv ala besula. Kim, he says, the Tayyus Kainim says, the kim besula malamit u'mitzuv ala besula. I think it's even one more first in the Torah Latari, which usually explains the Rambam. He says, metchilam besula v'lay b'ula v'lam abal mechal seif atam mitzav v'yis v'shikach besula. Two dinim. So he says, Ivazay could say like this, a mukaseitz in a begaris is not a ba'ula. There's no isser asay to marry mukaseitz in a begaris. There's no azhara on them. It's anyway no lav. But there's no lav about mechal asay asay and a mukaseitz in a begaris. When you marry a mukaseitz in a begaris, you have a chiv. When you marry an isha shabiyah basula, the negeya yen a chiv, there a mukaseitz in a begaris is not a basula. To Mekayim that mitzvah. So it's a bitl mitzvah of marrying a basula. But they're not a ba'ula. They're not a ba'ula, so there's no iser. It's an afkimina. Once you're married, there's no din to get rid of them. There's no iser. There's a key mitzvah that you're missing. So you missed it already. It's too late. That's it. But by ba'ula, there's an iser asay. The iser asay is going to stay. He says, that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus is talking about all the different Yisurei, all the different Nashim that are asked to get married, and he says, some are Muzer with Itzah, say, like Mitzri and Adayim, and he says, B'ula, but he doesn't say Mukaseitz. Because there, he only wants to say the Isser Asay. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, there he's talking about the Mitzvah Asay, there he mentions Mukaseitz and Megaris. So if Ashi held that B'ula's Atzma is also not a B'ula, not Shaykh B'ula, B'ula's Atzma. B'ula, by definition, means B'ula's Acher. So Mamela, Rav Ashi held that just like Mukas Eitz and Begeris, once you mavatal the mitzvah, that's it. You don't have to divorce her. So who did Bula Satsum is also that way. But what's Pshat and Rav Huda? And that's how the Rambam baskins, that even Bula Satsum is that way. Bula Satsum, even his own Bula, could have an Issa Bula. A Bula without Nisuan, even from the Kohen Gadol Lein, could have an Issa Bula. And the male is an Issa saved by Bula Satsum also. So Bekitsa, we have two Pshatim. What's the chilik between Mukas Eitz and Begeris and Bu'ula and the chilik between Bulas Hansma and Bulas Acherim, according to Rav Ashi? I mean, we have the Rajba. The Rajba holds that Mukas Eitz and Begeris, in order to say Nas and Nas, you have to say it's Durabanan, and the Gemara held that Bulas Hansma Yos is Durabanan. And the whole shmuz of the Gemara was, when there's an Issa Durabanan, but they machma b'di'evit. That's the whole shmuz. We have the Ridva. That's taka deraisa, like teizing suvis, taka deraisa. But there's a svara of seif aliyas bula tachta, meaning that if there's no pagam in the isha, what the Ritva calls the pagam gadol, nothing happened to the isha, it's just the pagam in the nesuin. We want him to marry a besula, but there's nothing with the isha, so anyway, after your marriage, she's not a besula. So Mela, you don't have to divorce her. Now, shenki in a bula, sacherim, she remains a bula. Even after she's married, she's a bula sacherim. She has a psashem bu'ula, and therefore you have to divorce her. Bu'ula's atzma, Rav Ashi held, that can't be a pagam, because you're always going to be a bu'ula's atzma. So memela, you won't have to divorce her. And what's the teretz? That even bu'ula's atzma, a bu'ula without nesu'un, gives her a shame bu'ula, which stays with her, and that's why you have to divorce her. That was the Ritva's pshat, like the Chazanish's mazmet. But then you have a pshat from Mitzel Panovicha, that la'olam, any time the Torah gave an Isser Asay, that would be even after they're married, even if they married B'Isser, you still have that Isser Asay. Any time it's not an Isser Asay, it's a Bittul Mitzvah Asay, then once you're married, you're ready to move out to it, you can stay married. So Mukas Eitz and Megaris is not an Isser Asay, they're not a Ba'ula. It's just a Bittul Mitzvah Asay. And bulas acherim is a shame bulam. That's an isra say. Bulas atzmen, that was the two stundim in the Gemara. Now, there's a machlekes Rishenim. The Rishenim that paskim like Ravuna, like I said, the Rif and the Rambam, paskim like Ravuna, that bulas atzma yemeitzi beget. And Gertrude they learn in the Rambam, bulas atzma is their isa. The Shaila was, do you have the story of Seifelius Mukas Eitz Tachta, Seifelius Bula Tachta? That was the Shaila. And we paskim, you don't have that story. So the Shaila is the Vada Chol by bulas atzma, according to Rabbi Zimin Yaakov. Rabbi Zimin Yaakov says, by bulas achayim, the Vada Chol. So the Mishnah is Meduyik. He only said it by bulas achayim. The Brisa says, anusa zatzma for the satzma yisav anasa nasa, anusa chaveyim for the chaveyim, la yisav anasa, blazim yakav amma vachol, nebana namma chamayim avat kasher, smashma to homa chlegs by anusa chaveyim, anusa zatzma, everyone else avat is kasher. So fact the Ramban, why? The Ramban asks his kasher, naf natesim and alef. Why, when we say by bulas satzma, since it's their isa, why are we going to say that the avat is kasher? So he says, because you have the svar of Seif Elias Bula Tachtov. And he says, you see you have the svar by Bula Satsma, because even Latir Shle Tesek Asalka Daintach Mishom Haitama. Because he's learning Rav Ashi as a half minute, like we're saying, like the Rambam and the Rif, that we talk a passing like Ravuna. But he says, as if Rav Ashi held that Bula Satsma, you say Seif Elias Bula Tachtov and Melis, you say Nasa is Nasa, who adin la maskana that we hold, you talk after the Maitzi beget, but he's still the svar of Seif Elias Bula Tachtov works to say it's not a chol. So shtikol shver is svar. So you can hear if the taka works for that imnasa nasi. So the idip shanish, she's not considered the isha hasura. Only the marriage is asa. The bi is not asa. So mele wouldn't be a vad chol. Even from the first bi wouldn't be a vad chol. But Haida was saying that bulas atzmi don't say imnasa nasi. I say she is considered a pagam. So why would you say it's a chol? So you have to say, when he gave the Issachol, you need a bigger begat. Where would that come from? I don't know. L'chayr, the Gemara is saying, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov learns it from the Pasuk. That whatever the Pasuk is going on, V'lo yichal. L'chayr, the Pasuk is going on Bulas Atzmai also. Where else is the din of Bulas Atzmai come? You have to say that we're going to say in Svarah, she's not really Asa. Even though it's Maitzi Beget, even though there's Issa there, Issa to stay with her. But the Isha, you can't really, there's still enough of a sort of Seifeli is Bula Tachtav. The Baal Tabiyah came from him, and his Bia really can't pass it, because you always have his Bia, even though you have his Bia not in the marriage. And the Melech does answer him, but it's not good enough to make it come, to make it a Chol. This is Shrei to Svar. That's what the Ramban says. But the Achreinim of Medayik and the Rambam never makes the Chol to Nusas Atzmei, Nusas Chaveir. The Mishnah Melech, Perikin Zayin, the Lachat Zayin says, the Rambam holds even Bulas Atzmei to Vat is Chol. See, Etzim in the Brice of Taisus himself, right here, Taisus the Maslush Shainim Shalom Krasim Ufut, the writes at the end of Taisus that you couldn't learn the Brice that way, even though the Brice says, by Anusas Atzma, La Yisav Amnasa Nasi, and Ravuna learns, we'll go with the Rambam chat, Ravuna learns, Vaitse Beget, Amnasa Nasi is only Shainim Shalom Krasim Ufut. So why don't you make the Machlaikis, Rablazim and Yankov and their Bana, even by Anusas Atzma? And Vaitse Teret says, Taisus says, the Achakach of their Rabbana. We want to say that there are bun and hole that even Anusas Chaveirai doesn't make a chol. But Rabbi Zimi Yaakov holds even Anusas Atzmai does make a chol. According to Avitzel Bonavitcher, it's mukhik to say it that way. Because he's not mechalik the etzim din of it, begam godlo, begam katan. He's mechalik if you have the Isra say or not. Whenever you have the Isra say, you have a chol. Whenever it's just the Ibran and Mitzvah say, then it's not a chol. It's Parsha Desvara. If Lamaskada was saying that by Anusas Atzmai there's an Isra say, so you're going to have to say it's a chol, but that's what the Rambam wants.